the time traveler, for so it will be convenient to speak of him, was expounding a recondite matter to us. His gray eyes shone and twinkled, and his usually pale face was flushed and animated. The fire burned brightly, and the soft radiance of the incandescent lights in the lilies of silver caught the bubbles that flashed and passed upon our glass. Our chairs, being his patents, braced and caressed us rather than submitted to be sat upon, and there was that luxurious after-dinner atmosphere that thought roams gracefully free of the trammels of precision. And he put it to us this way, marking the points of the lean forefinger, as we sat and lazily admired his earnestness over this new paradox, as we thought it, and his stupidity. He must follow me carefully. I shall have to contribute one or two ideas to the way this new person I accepted. The geometry, for example, the target school is no longer conception. Is that not a rather large thing to expect us to begin upon? Said Toby, an argumentative person of no good. I do not mean to ask you to accept anything without reasonable ground, but a little thing.